The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, the 27th of January, 7:05 in the morning here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Good morning. Looks like it's going to be a nice day out there. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Yeah. Hey, the news at top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. So, national days, day in history,
it's, and
this day.
It's Vietnam Peace Day.
Oh, okay.
Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Okay.
It's National Chocolate Cake Day.
National Chocolate Cake. Do you like chocolate cake?
Not really. I like chocolate ice cream, but not chocolate cake.
You know, it's funny. I am not big on chocolate cake. I won't turn it down, but,
yeah,
you know, if it's the only choice. But I would pick several things above that. So, but a lot of people like it. What can I say? Now I've lost. Oh, there it is. Today, rain. Whoa. Red in the morning, sailors take warning. Did you ever hear that?
My dad used to always say that.
Yeah, red at night, sailors delight. Rain, mainly after 3 p.m. today. Chance precipitation, 80%. Not a lot, but with a high today around 54 and a low tonight around 42 with more rain. And on Wednesday, a 20% chance of rain before 10 a.m. and cloudy and then gradually becoming sunny. And Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 65, cloudy at night. And Friday, partly sunny. Saturday, partly sunny. Saturday night, a chance of rain. Sunday, a chance of rain, but partly sunny. And the same thing on Monday. And the highs are going to be in the mid-60s and the lows in the low 40s. So, looks like we'll get some rain. I know I should have gone out there. And it was with the horse yesterday, and I know I should have put a saddle on her and ridden for an hour or so. But ran out of time. Now it's going to be raining again. Yeah. Weather reports, though, are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business. Been in the business over 30 years. Have discounts for seniors and veterans, other payment plans, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. I saw somebody the other day asked for... I need a propane company. It's on Facebook. So I immediately jumped in, but I was like 10 people too late. They had all said Shasta Gas Propane. So it's good to know that when you see things like that.
Yeah, everybody says.
Yeah, they only advertise here, but they've got a reputation based on 30 years of just great service. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. The last hostage, the remains of the last hostage held in Gaza since Hamas's October 7th, 2023 attack has been returned. It was the remains of a 24-year-old Special Forces officer killed during the initial assault. Were identified after a military operation in northern Gaza cemetery that involved exhuming and testing more than 250 bodies. Wow. And it appears that they have now accounted for the roughly 250 hostages abducted by Hamas. And part of that was in a U.S. brokered ceasefire plan was to return all the remains or the hostages. So that's good news. The news that's not so good is that people, our neighbors in the northeast and the south, are still coated with ice. At least 29 deaths were reported in states afflicted with severe cold, deep snow. And I saw there was a place in New Mexico at 31 feet of snow. Can you believe that?
No. 31 feet?
Yeah, it was up in the mountains, but over these storms.
That's crazy.
I know. And I mean, how do you get that much snow?
I don't know.
Then there's another place that had something like 25. How do you get 25 feet of snow? Unless I read that wrong. Now I'm starting to think about it. I went, wow, that's a lot. You know, it's kept going. I wonder if it was 35 inches of snow, which is still a lot of snow.
Well, yeah, that's still a lot. That makes a little bit more sense. I mean, I've seen over, you know, in other places where they get, you know, they're tunneling into places because they get a lot of snow. But
they say that areas north of Pittsburgh got up to 20 inches of snow.
So, I know my parents got like 10 inches in Ohio where they were at.
Okay. 29 dead. Deep snow over a foot extending in a 1,300-mile swath from Arkansas to New England. You might look up while I'm, you know, meandering on here. Deepest snowfall during this storm, just to see how wrong I was. And rising death toll, chills as low as minus 25 degrees, and it's possible another winter storm could hit parts of the East Coast this weekend. A fatal sledding accident in Arkansas killed two people. Two people were run over by snowplows in Massachusetts and Ohio. And bloodhounds found a woman whose body was found after last being seen leaving a Kansas bar. I hope she wasn't planning on walking home. Anyway, we're out here wondering about, gosh, it got down to 37 the other night and I'm freezing to death. We haven't been hit. You remember Snowmageddon? Were you here then?
Yep, I was here.
It's amazing. Okay, there was a speaker camp.
It was 31 inches. Bonita Lake, New Mexico.
Yep, that was it. 31, because, you know, I thought, 31 feet. And then I thought, well, maybe it's an accumulation over, but it wasn't. So I got the 31 right.
Western Pennsylvania got 23 inches.
Yeah.
New York got 22 inches.
Okay. That's still a lot of snow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shasta, believe it or not, Shasta County's economy rebounded after the COVID-19 pandemic better than other communities in California. But our local economy has slowed as other parts of California have been more of an uptick in job growth, according to this economist who came in and gave a presentation of analyzing rural economies in far northern California. Sonoma State University economist Robert Eiler. You're not really losing a lot of jobs, but you're not getting that robust growth. Kind of flattened out. And he was there at the 26th Economic Forecast Conference in Chico. Said many of the job gains in Shasta County have come in tourism-related businesses, which typically pay lower wages. North State needs to double down on economic diversity and try to think of what assets are there, what makes the North State different, and how you can get global eyeballs on these differences. Well, I know that Nigel Skeet and James Masada have been putting together different things with their Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, but for other things too. Northern States Adventure, trying to get people's interest up here because tourism in California is in the billions of dollars, and yet the North State only gets like 2% of that. If we got 5% of that, it would make a huge difference. But you've got to attract people up here. And how do you do that? It's more than Lake Shasta, even though it's a big thing. It's more than Mount Shasta. So what Mount Lassen needs to get more. It's one of the lowest visited parks in the U.S., even though it's an incredible, incredible park.
Yeah, it is really an incredible
park. It is. I mean, you can hike around there. There's beautiful little lakes. You can walk up top of Mount Lassen. You can see it's a volcano. And it's got like the hot mud pits that are bubbling.
Yeah.
I mean, it is absolutely phenomenal. And yet, how do you get double the number of people to come up here and visit that? Yeah. Well, Mount Lassen just in itself is, I mean, you could spend several days out at Mount Lassen hiking and just visiting the place, camping out there. And, they've got a good-sized lake up there and then several smaller lakes that are just beautiful, Emerald Lake and others. Shasta had a year-over-year gain of 800 jobs in the private education and health services sector. Our unemployment rate, about 5.2%, is about the same as California's, which is 5.1%. And there is a demand for nurses, physicians, assistants, nurse practitioners, and doctors, which reflects the area's aging population. And we knew that. I know they're working on a variety of different ways to bring in more medical care to Shasta County and Redding. Okay, let's take our first break. Today, Turtle Bay's coming in to talk about Chocolate After Dark, and then we've got Good News Rescue Mission coming in. They're going to be, among other things, be talking about the point-in-time count of homeless that occurs today. And it's probably starting in probably about 30, 40 minutes. So we'll be right back. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson, state of mind.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bodd, 7:20 in the morning here on the 27th of January. This is my sister's birthday. I'm going to call her after the show and remind her of all the things she did. I still have a scar on my head when I was five, when she pushed me off, five or six, when she pushed me off the back of the glider. You know, back in the old days, gliders were made out of steel. And you sat on the glider, and it was a little steel seat, and a little, two little steel seats. And you put your feet on little steel pegs that were pegs, steel pegs, with no coverings on the end. And you go back and forth. Well, she was on it with somebody, and I got in behind her, and she pushed me off, and I fell off. The glider came back, and the foot peg hit me in the side of the head, and ended up taking six stitches in my head. Really bothered my mom when I walked around the corner and I had my hat on because I put my hat back on. It's cold. And I took she said, my mom asked, are you okay? And I took my hat off and all the blood came out. Really upset my mom. But my sister and I laugh about that. To this day, I say she was trying to kill me because she was jealous. And she said, and what's wrong with that? So I'm going to give her a call. Now, we are diametrically opposed in politics, but we talk to each other all the time. We love each other. We FaceTime each other. We vacation with each other. It's never been a problem. And that's, when I hear people say, oh, I'm not going to go back. I'm not going to Thanksgiving. I'm not talking to my father. I'm not talking to my brother. I think about, you must not have had a very good relationship. And I won't say my sister and I had a strong relationship. We didn't. I was gone a lot. Of course, in the military, and she had her life, just a saint for a husband, Steve, and they ended up living in Chattanooga for the last 40 years, where he did his residency there at the university, and then went on to practice medicine there. But we have vacationed in BVI and Colorado and San Francisco and places like that. Anyway, she's a great sister. I'm going to give her a call. A big thing in Minnesota is they're talking about all the fraud. Well, and now they're saying is that California is going to make Minnesota look like a sideshow. And this one guy, a CEO of a Los Angeles homeless services charity, faces federal and state fraud charges after prosecutors said he lived a luxury lifestyle that included lavish vacations, designer clothes, paid for with $23 million in public money meant to get people off the streets. He was arrested at his $7 million home. They believe he afforded using funds that were supposed to support his nonprofit Abundant Blessings, said First U.S. Assistant. First Assistant U.S. Attorney, this guy. The charitable group was contracted with the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority to use taxpayer money to find shelter and provide three meals a day for more than 600 homeless residents. Now, you have to remember that we spent $27 billion in California on homeless, and they have no idea where it went to. Well, now they're starting to track it, and this is where some of it went to. He bought a vacation home in Greece, a trip to Hawaii where he stayed at the Four Seasons Hotel that was famous for the setting of the TV show White Lotus, a $125,000 Range Rover, a $2,450 Hermes jacket, and he was living the high life while people were suffering, the people he was supposed to be helping. However, he could get up to 20 years in prison. He falsified invoices to claim he was serving fresh meals and renting out rooms while homeless people were instead fed canned beans and bulk packs of microwavable ramen noodles. Do you like ramen? Are you there? No. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you like ramen noodles?
Not really.
Yeah, well, that's what he was feeding them. I wonder how much he was getting per person to feed them every day, and he was giving them you know, pork and beans and ramen. He falsified records to cover up the fact that he paid himself to rent properties for homeless people that he already owned. The only abundant blessings from this company were what he gave himself. And so the number of homeless residents across Los Angeles did drop 4% last year. However, there's still 72,000 people were living in shelters or sidewalk encampments. All right. And like I said, this guy, he's been 11 felony counts, conflict of interest, 2 felony counts of offering false evidence, forgery, and he's released on a $1.5 million bond. So, you wonder where your taxpayer money goes? There's for some of it.
Yeah.
All right. Dumb people. You know, every so often you have to have something on dumb people, right?
Yes.
And let me see if I can find this one. This woman in West Virginia looked for, she wanted to assassinate Donald Trump. So how do you think she did that? She was looking for people to kill Donald Trump. How do you think she did it? She did it on social media.
I was going to say, yeah.
She said you can recruit individuals to pursue and assassinate President Donald Trump. Yeah, it was on social media. And how long do you think it took them to arrest her? And so she is in, I'm not going to say her name, because, and when you see a photo of her, yeah, this is somebody. Yep, this is probably somebody that would do it. She used social media to recruit individuals to pursue and assassinate President Donald Trump. She's currently being held in a South Central regional jail. Do you go on Facebook and say, I'm looking for somebody to assassinate the President of the United States? PM me. Yeah, just don't put it on the page. PM me. I mean, I don't know if that's what she did.
That's probably what she did.
That's probably what she did. You know, you have to ask yourself. I mean, you can't do that. I mean, you just can't do that. But do you think it's just that she has a Trump derangement syndrome so bad that she just puts things out there like that? I'd love to see the rest of her post, you know, that led her to this. So, hey, yesterday I said something, and I've thought about it, and I talked to a couple friends. I mean, I said that maybe it's time for everybody to push reset in Minnesota. You know, everybody pull back for a couple weeks until everybody calms down. And then I used as an example when we had Marines that were in, you know, a lot of combat, we'd pull them back and let them reset for a week, let them rest, eat. And I have to worry about going out. But I forgot to mention the other part of that, and when I was thinking about it after the show, is that we would pull those Marines back, but other Marines, I may have even mentioned it, other Marines would take their place and keep the push going to keep the pressure up. And that's what I neglected really to say. And if you pull people back totally, that means the other side of chaos and protest and riots has kind of won. And what it does is it encourages other areas to do the same thing. Now, look at Minneapolis and all the problems they're having. I mean, first of all, the Minneapolis police are down like 250 spots in their policing. They don't have enough police to cover their regular duties. You've got these riots going on. Yes, it's a small percentage of people in Minneapolis. I mean, you got 2.6 million people in Minneapolis, and it's a very small percentage. And how many of them come in from other places? But if you stop doing your job, that means the other side has won. Even if you have good reasons for doing it. Hey, come on, guys. The problem is, and if you look at Florida and Texas and many other, Memphis and Arkansas and Louisiana, where federal ISIS come in, they do not have these problems. You don't see the protest. You don't see people being shot for whatever reason. Why? Because they're cooperating and they are letting ICE do their jobs. And they're telling them, okay, this guy is a criminal. And this guy or woman is this. And they go pick them up. And they're taking more people out of Texas and Florida than they are Minnesota by far. But they're doing it without violence because they're cooperating with the federal authorities. So when I said a reset, yeah, that would be great. But a reset isn't going to work, I don't think, in Minneapolis. And again, like I said, we'd pull Marines out of the front lines, but we'd replace them with other Marines that would go on and continue the mission while the other ones got a little R&R and then went back into the fray after that. So you can't just acquiesce to what's going on because everybody of what's going on because of the political leaders in Minnesota not helping and making it worse by saying things like, you know, comparing people being arrested to Anne Frank, you know, in the Holocaust, and today is Holocaust Remembrance Day. You might ask Jewish people if what's happening in Minnesota is the same thing that happened during the Holocaust. And I'm pretty sure they would say no. It's not anything like that. And when it gets down to it, ICE and the Border Patrol are just trying to do their job and are being met by opposition from political leaders who let what's happening go on by telling the police not to help. Trump and Waltz have talked, so who knows what will happen now. Tom Homan, who is in charge of he's the border czar, is now in Minneapolis. And we'll see what happens there. Okay, let's take a quick break. We come back. Turtle Bay, we're going to be talking Chocolate After Dark.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pro.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Mundabot, streaming live all over the world at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repair, stone cutting, jewelry design. And Four Winds Jewelry has a wonderful selection of jewelry, from estate jewelry to specially designed pieces, Native American old pawn, everything you can imagine at very fair prices. Been in the business here for well over 30 years. And, if I can mention, voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row. And they are really good there. The only place Linda would ever go to shop for jewelry, and me, I can always find the right spot, right piece of jewelry for Linda at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Again, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, kind of across the street from Sierra Gibbs. Okay, Sierra Gibbs. All right, so I'm here with Seth McGaha and Brady.
Kennedy,
of course, from Turtle Bay, and they've got a big event coming up. But before we talk about that, let's talk about Garden of Lights.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Here.
Yep. This was our sixth annual Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay in the Gardens.
Uh-huh.
At the Sundial Bridge, we had some spectacular new displays. We had a new train this year. But it's really become a tradition for families in the North State. We see a lot of travelers come in to experience. It's really put Reading on the map in a lot of ways.
Well, it was in the top, I think it was in the top 10 Garden of Light, or no, Light, I don't know,
best
extravaganzas.
Displays, yeah,
in the United States. I mean, that's pretty good.
It is, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, USA Today recognized it for 2 years straight as top 10 botanical gardens.
And it just gets better every year. You know, somebody asked me the other day, I think before the last show y'all were on, how long has Garden of Lights been going on? I said, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. No, 6 years.
6 years, yeah.
It's hard to believe it's been going on 6 years.
Yep. The first year was 2020, an interesting year to start. But it started with a huge success, big reception.
I think people were ready.
Yeah, people were ready to get out.
And you were outside. Mm-hmm. And I wore my mask, which I thought was incredibly ludicrous. But that was the rules to come
different
in and
times.
See, I think. Yeah.
Different times now.
Yeah, and when you think about it, but it worked.
Yeah, we were fortunate to stay open. There were a lot of things happening in Shasta County, but this was an outdoor event that people were looking forward to. So it was an immediate hit that first year, and ever since we've been in that spot for people to go.
Now, how many people came through this year? Approximately.
Yeah, we had about 77,000 people go to Garden of Lights this year, and it's pretty on par with other years. We did see a lot of rain, and so that does affect it a little bit.
That probably cost you 4,000 or 5,000 people at least, I would imagine, that rain during Christmas. I mean, I don't know. But, I mean, it was pretty heavy rain.
I have to say, though, when it's rainy, the light reflects on the ground, and it's one of the more spectacular evenings to go experience it.
Oh, no, we've been there in the rain, and it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And you see, you see some camouflage. Everybody's in cami that night, you know, with their
wearing their
everything. And little babies all swaddled up in there, and the only thing you see is their little face, and they're on there giggling. So, well, I'm glad to see that, that the weather was not a factor in this.
Right, yeah. People still wanted to come and experience it. It's Turtle Bay's biggest fundraiser of the year. It goes towards our mission. It's really important for our operations. And so we're thankful for everyone. We're thankful for our sponsors. And we look forward to keep doing it.
Great. Well, I'm good. That's good news. And, and this is now, like you said, it's become a tradition.
It has.
And built up by the spring.
Yep, Glowing Wild Lantern Festival. Tickets go on sale for that in early February.
Now, and what year is this for that?
This will be our third Glowing Wild.
I was right about that.
Our third Glowing Wild.
And it too. And frankly, I mean, I really like, of course, Garden of Lights. But there's parts of Glowing Wild that I really enjoyed too. I think last year they had the blowfish that were actually their gills were moving and everything. I thought, ooh, that's cool.
A lot of really incredible displays.
Oh, yeah. The octopus.
Yeah, so just wait to see what we have this year. Every year is different. There's different themes, different displays. It's a traveling exhibit from Tianyu. They are authentic Chinese lanterns that are just larger than life. They're awesome to see in person. So we're excited to release all that soon.
Now, do you use their lights or they use your lights?
So Glowing Wild's a little different in that it's a traveling exhibition.
So
it's theirs. There are some elements in the gardens that are our lighting, our uplighting, and that kind of thing. But it's they're traveling. As opposed to Garden of Lights, where Turtle Bay owns all of those displays and stores them year round.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you wrap up those lights, I mean, they're wrapped around trees and everything. Do you have you must have some method that when you store these lights, that the next year when you get them, then you can just unstring them without doing like it is at our house, where it just takes you an hour to get.
It is a big operation.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a pretty dedicated maintenance crew that handle that every year. And they're pretty organized and do a really good job.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, we also hire professional arborists to do some of those really tedious wrappings of the tree.
Oh, okay.
And some of the trees stay lit year-round because we also offer weddings and different things throughout the year. But the majority of it all comes down to, for safe storage. And, it is a very tedious and a lot of love goes into that work.
And, of course, you and I have our tradition, Seth, that every year I will call Seth and go, I noticed here on this butterfly, there were one LED light out. And then over here on this tree, there was another LED light out. And then on the snail.
Yes.
Sure.
And you know what he tells me every year? Oh, yeah, I saw those, Carl. They're fixed.
We're on it.
2 million lights.
2 million lights. We got them all accounted
for. That's our tradition.
He's got a very cool plan.
So, okay. I want to take an early break. We're going to come back because you've got a great event coming. Chocolate After Dark. And let's talk about that when we get back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 212-642.
Everybody calls us.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda's on assignment this morning, 7:47 in the morning. I'm here with Turtle Bay and Seth McGaha and Brady Kennedy. And they're here talking about Chocolate After Dark. Lay it on us.
Yeah, we are so excited. It's coming next week, Thursday, February 5th, and Friday, February 6th. It's a special event, an after-hours event in the museum, where you can meet some of our local vendors who make some really incredible wines, delicious chocolates, different chocolate-inspired treats, and it's a special tasting event. So you get to stroll through the museum, have some chocolate, have some wine, just enjoy yourself.
We have been there for this, and it is exceptional. And it's more than just wine and chocolate, though. There's other things that are there. But then you get to walk through the exhibits.
So it'll be in the main museum hall. There are a lot of really incredible natural resource displays.
Uh-huh.
It's a really unique spot to have a special date night, Galentine's night. You can have some wine by the aquarium. There's some local history displays. The Dam to Bridge is a really great one to read about the history of how the dam came to be in our community. And it's just a really
It's all in the main museum hall.
Yes.
And here's some of the things you can have. Specialty chocolates, of course. Bonbons, cakes, and brownies. Cocoa brisket chili. I'm going for that. Smoked pork chop with chocolate sauce and more. So everything's got a chocolate flair to it.
So there are some more savory things to sample, like the cocoa brisket chili is going to be on Friday night. There are different vendors for Thursday and Friday night, so I encourage you to check out our website, take a peek at the different businesses that are participating. All of them are going to be providing some really delicious things to try. It's such a great event. Everyone just really enjoys themselves. And you get to hear from a lot of our really incredible local makers and kind of experience firsthand why the North State is this special.
It's a great time. And it goes from 6 to 9. And I have two tickets for Thursday night, February 5th. It goes from 6 to 9 at Turtle Bay Museum. And Brian, let somebody else win. First person, gives me a call at 530-605-4567. It's going to be February 5th, a Thursday. It goes from 6 to 9. Chocolate After Dark, and it's going to be a wonderful event. So give us a call, and you can go to the Chocolate After Dark. And Linda and I will be going Friday. So that because Thursday night we're both in meetings, of all things. Can you imagine that? The phones start ringing. So what's your favorite part of that, Brady?
I liked just seeing the diversity of the different offerings. I think that a lot of the different businesses that participate come up with some really unique things to bring that you wouldn't really associate with chocolate, or, you know, some really decadent chocolate things that you might not be able to try on an everyday basis. So it's just a really special time to try something new. And I also really like talking to all the local winemakers. They're really passionate about their different varietals that they provide.
We have some great winemakers around here. I just read an article where that monastery, what is that?
Oh, New Clairvaux Vineyard.
Yeah.
They have some very delicious wine.
Hundreds.
Yes.
Hundreds of awards out there.
Yes.
And they didn't start growing grapes till like 2020. It was something like that.
Yeah.
You may know more about it than I do, but it was really interesting.
Sure.
To see that. And now they have a couple wine tasting places, and now I'm sure they're going to be there.
They are going to be there both nights. Bernsini Vineyards will be there. Matson Vineyards. Denny Bar will be there with a special chocolate liqueur that sounds really delicious. Humboldt Cider will be there with a chocolate cherry cider.
Yeah, I saw that chocolate cider.
Yeah.
That should be interesting.
You got to come and try it. Come to the event and try it.
We're going to be there. I bring my own napkin, or should I just bring a poncho to put over me?
Everything's included that you need. What's cool about this is that, you know, every ticket you get a passport when you enter the museum, so you go through all the different stations, so there isn't additional things that you purchase when you get there. It's all included in your ticket. And like Brady was saying, it's a really cool opportunity to meet the people behind these amazing flavors. So there's chefs and caterers and restaurant owners serving what they are really passionate about. And, they want to answer those questions. If you have anything like, how does this pair, or any kind of things that you can think of, they are eager to share that passion with you. So it's a spot to really celebrate all these different things.
And, you know, the ticket's very reasonable when you know, $50 a ticket, but for there, you're going to get dinner, essentially.
Yeah, come hungry, and come wine, ready. Yeah.
And be able to see things.
Members do get a $5 discount.
Janice won the two tickets. It's for Thursday, February 5th, and you're going to have a wonderful time, Janice. There you go.
Awesome.
Yeah. We have no problems giving away tickets. For anything.
Easy sell.
Yeah. For anything. Okay. So how many times have you done this? Chocolate After Dark.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. We were running Chocolate After Dark, and then we took a brief hiatus around 2020. And then last year was our first year back after about 4 years.
Yeah.
That event did sell out. So this year we have expanded the event to two nights.
Okay.
We really want everyone who's interested in coming to be able to try these.
I think it's just going to, I can't
tastings.
Wait. You know what? Yeah. I am not a big sweet guy, but this is different because you're not just eating candy. You're eating culinary creations that use chocolate. So I think that's going to be really interesting. I mean, smoked pork chops with chocolate. I think that's what it said.
Yep.
Yeah, with chocolate sauce and cocoa brisket chili.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
One of the vendors is going to have chocolate covered bacon, just a extra indulgence.
Just for you, Carl. We knew.
Bacon?
We knew that would get your attention.
Bacon? There's nothing that goes, nothing doesn't taste better with bacon.
That's right.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And my dog will agree with that, too. In fact, we just had bacon this morning. And, you know, putting chocolate on it, I could do that. Because I imagine it's, you know, they do it in such a way that it kind of enhances the flavor.
Salty and sweet.
Oh.
Yeah. Definitely.
Chocolate, bacon, covered, well, chocolate and bacon. Come on. Already. When's that? Next week? I can't wait.
Next Thursday and Friday. Yeah.
Do they need any tasting before that, just to make sure it's okay? Hey, do you know bacon is it permeates everything. I've seen in places, you know, on the side of the road where you get gas in the large stores. Bacon flavored lip balm.
Wow, that's unique.
Bacon deodorant.
That's popular.
Yeah.
Bacon aftershave. And I'm thinking.
Bacon everything.
Bacon everything. I mean, and you think about it, it's kind of, you know, it's funny. I can't imagine using a bacon deodorant, but who knows?
It works for someone.
I know Ben likes it. Do you like it, Ben? Does that work for you?
I'll pass.
Okay. All right. What else? We got a couple more minutes here. So what else is going on over there that people need to know? And we're going to be talking about this all, you know, this week.
That's sure. Awesome. One thing I want to mention about the Chocolate After Dark is that it is a fundraiser. It's an indulgence you can feel good about.
It's a write-off?
It does benefit Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibits, so we really hope that you make it out. And then also happening at Turtle Bay tomorrow, we have a new exhibit opening. It's Extreme Sports Beyond Human Limits. It's a really kind of hands-on, interactive display that goes into the science and physiology behind some of the extreme sports. So think rock climbing, whitewater rafting, kayaking.
Surfing.
Mountain biking, surfing, yep.
Yeah. So people can kind of, it's interactive, so they can do some of this.
Interactive. It's family-friendly. There's some balance and agility challenges. There's a little rock climbing wall for kids to enjoy. Some different VR experiences, virtual reality, 360 displays for learning about the different sports and kind of experiencing that.
And that starts tomorrow.
That starts tomorrow, yep.
Yep, and it adds, so we're going to have two exhibits open. The other one opened last weekend. It's Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild. Famous photography, wildlife photography.
When you see it, you will recognize the especially the bear with the salmon coming up.
The catch of the day.
The catch of the day. Yes. Something that you've seen for decades.
Yeah.
So.
One of, if not the most famous wildlife photographer. And so that's on display at Turtle Bay. And then so it's included with admission. It's free for members. We're open Wednesday through Sunday. Come and experience these, and we'd love to see you.
Well, there's just many of the things that are happening out there at Turtle Bay. Now, a membership for a family is $125, or am I?
I believe that's correct. If for a family of four, you only need to visit twice for it to pay for itself.
Yeah, and that family of four, or is it two with four kids?
You are getting into the details, Carl, and we will get to those right here in a second. I love it. It is $120 per year for annual membership, and it includes two adults and four children.
There you go.
So you are right, Carl.
Brady, they don't have to be your own four either. They could be two and two.
Two.
You can bring them.
Two of your kids' friends. Yep.
It's more than worth it. $120. Everything in the park then to you is free, unless it's a special event like Chocolate After Dark. But then you even get a break on the ticket cost. And same thing for Garden of Lights, Blowing Wild, and all that.
For all of the special events.
Yeah. So you get to go to the museum as much as you want, and you've got all these things that are really good for kids.
And another really cool about a membership to Turtle Bay is that it's part of a network of museums throughout the whole country that you can go to. So
that's right.
It's called the ASTC Network, and it gets you free or discounted admission to museums, botanical gardens, wildlife centers, all throughout the country. I've used it in several different states. It's really incredible. You just say, hey, I'm a Turtle Bay member. You show your membership, and a lot of instances you can get in for free. So that alone is a huge value to becoming a member.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Carl.
And good luck, Janice, and I hope you have a great time there at Chocolate After Dark, and all we are. We're going to break for the news. When we come back, Good News Rescue Mission is going to join us.
KCNR Shasta Reading.
All is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Minnesota's Chief Federal Judge Patrick Schultz is ordering Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons to appear before him on Friday to explain why he, Lyons, should not be held in contempt. The judge says the Trump administration has failed to comply with an order to hold hearings for those detained during immigration sweeps. And the Trump administration is shuffling the deck among those in charge of the immigration enforcement operation in Minneapolis.
A source tells the AP a senior Border Patrol commander and some agents are expected to leave Minneapolis. Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino has been at the center of the Trump administration's aggressive immigration enforcement surge in cities nationwide. Criticism of Bovino has intensified after he defended the shooting death in Minneapolis of Alex Preti by Border Patrol agents. Bovino disputed claims about the confrontation that led to Preti's death. President Trump has sent Border Czar Tom Homan to Minneapolis to take charge of immigration and customs enforcement operations. I'm Ed Donahue.
Countless communities in many states are struggling in the aftermath of the massive winter storm. It dumped so much snow in some places and laid down a thick blanket of ice in others. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves.
Ice storms are different than virtually any other type of storm that we deal with. And it's particularly different when you see the ice come in and then 48 hours or so after the precipitation leaves, the temperature has still not gotten above freezing, and therefore it creates challenges in terms of getting assets deployed.
In Maine, there is speculation that the weather could have played a role in the crash of a business jet in Bangor. All six people on board that plane were killed. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 410 points, NASDAQ up 213. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I am Brant, and her name is Sherry, and she's a friend and a colleague of mine, and we were just praying for her, actually, because she had a major surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is Medishare. That's right.
Of course.
Yeah.
So what was your experience like with Medishare and your health care bills?
You know what? It was seamless, and that's such a blessing when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems, and let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in, and it's just what you need. It's so refreshing.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling people. People love Medishare and saving tons of money. The typical family, I'm fond of saying, could save $500 a month.
I am so thankful for Medishare. It's so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way, Brant.
It is a good different. Call right now. They're so easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
British leader Keir Starmer seeks a thaw in icy relations between London and Beijing.
Britain's Prime Minister is on his way to China with the aim of improved relations. The Premier is hoping for an economic boost for Britain as tensions with the US remain. Britain is seeking Chinese technology and investment, along with greater access to the Chinese market for UK financial services, cars and Scotch whisky. Starmer's move risks upsetting China hawks back home in the UK, as well as President Trump in the U.S. Starmer will be accompanied by a delegation of corporate leaders on the visit starting Wednesday and is due to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. His visit comes as some U.S. allies reconsider their ties with Washington amid Trump's America First foreign policy. I'm Karen Shamas.
There is a new free trade deal between the EU and India. The pact covers some 2 billion people. News and analysis at townhall.com. Along with Australia and France, another country is considering a measure that's aimed at protecting kids online.
Egypt is exploring ways to regulate children's use of social media. The Egyptian parliament announced plans Sunday to draft legislation aimed at ending what it calls the digital chaos affecting children. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has called for restrictions until children are mature enough to handle social media responsibly. Australia, the United Kingdom, and France are considering similar measures to protect children from online risks. Keith Peters, Washington.
One word, affordability, will be one of President Trump's main themes when he pays a visit to Iowa later today. While he's there, the president will visit a local business. He's also scheduled to deliver a speech that will take place at the Horizon Event Center in the Des Moines suburb of Clyde. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. I'm really trying to pep this up, Ben, because you know what today is. It's Tuesday. And what do we say about Tuesdays? Tuesdays. You got Monday's beginning of the week, Wednesday's hump day, Thursday you're sliding into Friday, and you got Friday. What's Tuesday? Tuesday can be very meh. So, today is the 27th of January. It's 8:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's National Holocaust Day today. What are a couple of the other ones?
Chocolate Cake Day.
Chocolate Cake Day. Which kind of fit into Chocolate After Dark, which is going to be next week at
Vietnam,
Turtle Bay.
And Vietnam Peace Day.
Vietnam Peace Day. Okay. National Holocaust Day. I've never been to the museum. It wasn't open when I was there the last time. And I understand that it's very, a very sober experience going through this, where they're showing the what happened during the Holocaust. 6 million or more people died during that time frame. When you hear the term Nazis, which people have a tendency to throw around, you know, soup Nazi, I mean, but all these, but calling everybody Nazis, you need to go through the Holocaust Museum, I think, or study history and find out truly what Nazis and what they were and what they did. When you can try to exterminate a whole religious ethnic group. And it wasn't just them. It was if you had learning disabilities or physical disabilities, you looked different. If you were a gypsy, Catholics were run through there. And you think about it, so when I hear these terms, people have no idea of the evil that existed back then.
Yeah. I mean, I think we get to live in a country,
yeah,
where that stuff, as much problems as there are in our country, that's not what's happening here. And I personally am just so grateful to be here in this time.
Yeah.
It's unfathomable.
You know, and people, they get into Free Gaza and all this stuff. These types of protests would have been met with instant death. You know, come on, people. I mean, just, you live in a country where you can throw rocks at cops. You're not supposed to, and you should be arrested for it. But they're not opening fire on the crowd.
Yeah.
And just indiscriminately shooting people down. That's happening. It happens in Iran. It happens in other countries where indiscriminate, they just start shooting. Hey, riot, kill them. That kind of thing. Here, riot, try to contain them and try not to hurt anybody. Try not to hurt anybody in the riot. It's so when I hear these things, I think about just how naive you are. And living in your comfortable house and your comfortable society, and you say things I read on social media, and I just go, you have no idea. I mean, you're living in an insulated bubble here in the United States. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I'm here with Justin Wandrow, by the way, who is the public relations guy and media guy over at Good News Rescue Mission. And you see this every day. You see humanity sometimes at its worst.
Sure.
Every day. Mm-hmm. And you never quit trying to help.
Yeah.
And we have people here that are making comments that they're not out there trying to help. They're just sitting on the sidelines where it's safe, feeding their fat little faces and, making comments. Oh, we're going to go out and protest. Okay. You out and protest. Nobody cares. I mean, you care,
Sure.
But I didn't see you protesting that poor girl that was slaughtered by the illegal that was on that train. I didn't see anybody go protesting. We need to get our hands around illegal immigration. I didn't see you protesting that or the murder of other people here in our country. Many more have been murdered, killed than the two that were been killed in Minneapolis. And that to me seems like it should be protested if you protest. Okay, I'm off my soapbox.
Man,
it has nothing to do.
Got deep real fast.
Yeah, well, I've been to too many other countries where I hear a celebrity say, "You've got more women in Iran have more rights than a black woman." It was Whoopi Goldberg in America.
Mm.
My God, Whoopi! I've been in Arab countries. You're wrong. You're wrong. They don't have them. They don't have those rights. My God. You can't even travel unless your younger brother says it's okay.
Yeah.
And God help if you go out in the street without being covered. It's just not true. But people say these things. And I don't know if they're just trying to elicit comments or what. But you have no concept. Sure. I've lived in Somalia. It was not a long time because we were there during the Black Hawk Down era.
Oh.
But let me tell you, Somalia, which at one point was a beautiful place, beautiful people. However, it was probably one of the worst places I'd been in ever in my life. For a variety of reasons.
For a variety of reasons.
And it doesn't have a lot of the people that have come to the United States was because of that we brought here during that to save their lives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm not making comments on Somali citizens or anything. I don't know who they are in Minneapolis or, Duluth or any of these places.
Yeah.
But well, I remember how tough it was in Somalia. I mean, people literally dropping in front of you from starvation.
Mm.
And that's what we tried to do was just save lives.
Mm, that's terrible. No. That's just terrible.
No, you can't picture it.
No, I mean, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
And so.
Really to me, it's all about, it's so easy to stereotype groups and refer to people as groups and then judge people based on the actions of one person in that group.
Yeah. And you can't do that.
And you can't do that.
That's wrong.
Yeah, that's wrong. Everyone is an individual person
with
their individual story and what they've gone through in their life and what they do. And and we have to look at and treat every person like that.
Yeah, or the homeless. They don't care. Well,
exactly.
That's not true.
Exactly.
That is absolutely not true.
Yeah.
And if that was the case, you would not be making such great progress as you have at Good News Rescue Mission, at Nation's Finest, at all these other places that are working to get homeless off the streets, get them into jobs, get them off substance abuse, and it's working. So anyway, I'm here with Justin Wandrow, who is the media guy, public affairs guy, and we're going to take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by REU. Hey, if you have... Are you thinking about buying an electric vehicle? Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset that cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state. It says federal, but I'm not sure federal rebates are really out there anymore. But the state has kicked in more money for electric vehicles. So just go to REU, cityofreading.org/EV for more information. And we'll be right back with Good News Rescue Mission.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark.
Taking place two separate nights, Thursday, February 5th and Friday, February 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m.
at Turtle Bay Museum in Reading. Enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines,
live music, and a fun night out. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends.
This 21 and over event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out.
Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, February 5th and 6th.
Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, if you've been injured at work and you're not getting treatments, what do you do? Do you rely on their attorneys to help you? Well, it may not work all the time. You know, work injuries can be life-changing, so you need to talk to somebody who's an expert in workers' compensation, somebody that's an expert in helping people get the medical care they need, and that's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you give him a call at 530-262-2168, it's a free consultation. You're going to talk to Patrick. You're not going to talk to anybody else. And he's going to talk about your case. Now, it may be as you don't need a lawyer right now, but it may be as that you do. And if you do, you want to get one that's a pit bull that's going to fight for you, and that's Patrick Gorman. I've known Patrick for many years. He is a totally honest guy, stand-up guy who's going to fight for you. Give him a call, 530-262-2168, or go to GormanComplaw.com. He's got an office, the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento, right there in Palo Cedro. It's easy to get to. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. And I'm here with Justin Wandro, who is the public affairs and other things for Good News Rescue Mission.
Lots of different things.
Okay. Now, we just progressed over things. I'm not even sure why. But
Pontificating.
I was bloviating. Today is point in time count.
That's right.
What is that?
Yeah. So the point in time count is a single day where we attempt to, and we, I mean many different organizations here, actually across really the country, different days can be picked, but this is the day we picked here. We try and go and count as many people who are experiencing homelessness as possible on one day. That's why the point in time. And this is actually it's required by HUD that every county across the country do this count. And this is the official number that gets put out and looked at as how many people are experiencing homelessness across the country and then all the way into individual counties and
cities.
Cities.
Neighborhoods.
They don't break it down to city. It's county is the smallest.
All right. What were we last year?
Last year, we were about,
County. You know what? I should never, and it's not fair of me. I understand.
For Shasta County, we were about 1,048.
Well, that was good. See, it's not fair a lot of times to say, well, what was the number last year? But if anybody would know, Justin, it'd be you. Okay.
And that was Shasta County. Yeah. And it worked out to about half of those were sheltered, or a little less than half were sheltered, and a little more than half were on the streets.
Okay. And so, the sheltered is like at your place.
Yeah, they would be, that would be, and HUD has very specific definitions.
Okay.
Of what's homeless and what's sheltered and all those things. But it's essentially anyone who's living somewhere that is not a permanent house for them to live in.
You're couch surfing.
Well, couch surfing doesn't count because you're living inside a permanent house.
Oh, so if you've got people that, come in and share, they're friends of yours or hit some tough times and they come in and live with you for a month, they're not counted as homeless.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Even though they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. So we all know that this count is an undercount, but it's sort of the base consistent thing that everybody uses across the country to give some idea of how many people in your area are experiencing homelessness.
Okay. So 1,048.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This past count.
Yeah.
And they do it every year. Have we been going up, down, maintaining,
We have been going up. Not huge numbers going up, but it has
couple
been going
percent,
up.
Couple percent. Los Angeles, they said, went down 4% this year, but they still got 87,000 people living in Los Angeles on the street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And California is still leading the nation. I think we've got over half the homeless living here.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's insane. L.A. is so many people.
Well, go down to San Francisco.
It's crazy.
The only time they ever cleaned up the streets is when the Chinese premier
in. That's right.
Cleaned everything up, and it took, as soon as he left, they came back.
Yeah.
Washington, up in Washington around Seattle, they have all these raised interstates. How many homeless camps are under these bridges and overpasses and all that kind of stuff?
I visited our sister missions up there
and
done some ministry work up there in the past. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Our issue here in Shasta County is a little different though because we're rural homelessness, right? We've got the city of Redding, right? But it's not like city. And so you end up with a lot more disbursement of people and it's actually harder to count. Because it's just harder to find everybody. Just even within, if you think about it, even within our city, we still have areas that are very forested and hills and trees and like it's not just all completely urban sprawl or city buildings. So it's much more difficult for us to actually count.
And you see them, sometimes you see them in one spot. Okay. And I'll tell you where I've seen one person. Right down here on Shasta Street, down by the sandwich tree.
Sure, yeah.
They planted them. They were laying there.
Yeah.
And they, for 2 or 3 days, and then they're gone. You see them. Now, there's a guy that's in his truck, sleeps in his truck behind the buildings here at night.
Yeah.
During the day, I don't know where he goes. But at night, he sleeps back there. And so I talked to the, you know, when you see somebody like that, you know, and he's been approached by Nation's Finest and others. Hey, we can find you housing. He chooses to just stay in his truck at night.
Mm-hmm.
The owner of the of our building here knows about it, but they keep an eye on him too. That the manager here, the general manager here, you know, he goes out and checks on him. So, you know, there you are. Do we tell him to go someplace else, or is he got a place here that people can kind of watch him?
Yeah,
I mean the guy is. You look at him, he's clean and all these, but he just sleeps in his truck at night.
Yeah.
And it's cold.
Yeah. I mean, very cold.
I put a blanket on the horse, and he's out here sleeping in his truck.
Yeah.
But that seems to be his choice because he would have housing provided.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, it's very interesting when you start to look at there was a study done in Phoenix actually, and they were doing outreach onto the streets and encampments and stuff, and they found that it took 7 connection points with someone before they were able to get to a point where that person would begin to trust them.
How long?
7 touch points.
Okay.
So they
had to see them 7 times.
They had to go out and interact, engage with that person 7 times before they even would like have a conversation with them.
Wow.
And I think what has occurred is so many of the people that we see who are experiencing homelessness, they've gone through so much trauma and so much often horrible circumstances that they just distrust humanity in general. And so there's this distrust of people. And so often they're manipulated by not necessarily you and me, but it might be other people who are on the street or whatever circumstances. And so they get to a point where I just can't trust people because whatever they say, they're not really going to do. They're trying to get something out of me. So it's a very common thing that we run into, and studies have kind of backed this up. You have to repeatedly be a presence in someone's routine before they start to see you as someone that, oh, that's a reliable person. And that's big part of what our street outreach team does. When they go out, they're going out to on a weekly basis. They're going out to the same spots, the same people, trying to make those connections over and over and over again until they build up, oh, you're a reliable person that does what they say. And then that kind of opens the door to begin helping and working with that person and hopefully get them off the streets for good.
Well, you know what? If it takes, what is it, 4 or 5 times for a domestic violence to leave, you can imagine what it's like on the streets because, like you said, and what do you want from me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you obviously want something from me. And no, we just want to help you. No, you want something from me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That kind of thing, because, I mean, can you imagine going, can you imagine when you go to sleep at night, not knowing if you're going to wake up because somebody's coming in, that somebody's going to steal your stuff, so you can't sleep at night.
That's right.
And so you go through months, years maybe, of never having a good night's sleep because you're concerned about somebody stealing from you.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody taking your few possessions. A gang. The neighborhood homeless gang that everybody's staying at. Having these things happen.
Yeah.
And see, it's very difficult for the vast majority of us because we live in America and we haven't seen this, nor have we ever lived like that, to put yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
Then you go, well, why don't they just take it? I mean, here it is. We want to help them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There definitely is. It's a different culture. So I do some workshops and some trainings, and we look at the culture that you grow up in and the culture that you're raised in influences how you react and respond and the decisions that you make. And if someone has been experiencing homelessness for a significant period of time, or just, you know, it doesn't even have to be significant, but they're just doing what they can to survive, there's this culture that they become ingrained into, and they operate off of that culture of what do I need to do to survive? And there are things like, hey, if you're feeling threatened, you be loud, right? Uh-huh. So if you come in, if someone comes into your business, someone walks in the front door and they're really loud, mm-hmm. like you're going to kick them out.
Yeah.
Right? But for someone who's experiencing homelessness and is in an encampment, that's a survival mechanism.
And so, aggressiveness.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. There are times when you have to be like really loud and really
big
in order to protect yourself. Yeah. But that doesn't work very well if you're trying to apply for a job or you're trying to get help with some services. You go big and everyone feels threatened. So there's this whole different culture that's taken place. We're at the mission. That's one of the things we have to be cognizant of is how do we interact with someone who has that culture in mind and that way of responding to things. Oh, they're getting big not because they want to threaten me. They're getting big because they're afraid and they are feeling threatened themselves. So how do we respond? How do we de-escalate that in a way that's not going to make them feel more threatened but actually make them feel safe?
Yeah.
And it's a really challenging thing.
Well, you've got to train your people on things like that.
Yeah.
We need to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the old parking lot from the subway or Lucky Miller's there. Been founded in 1960, been in the same location since 67. I found them in 07 and never left, never had a bad haircut. Love those guys. And gone through several barbers, but now the ones that are there are Tim and Logan, just really nice young men. You can't find a better haircut. It's not a hair salon, it's a barbershop, my friends. And it's a great one. You can make an appointment so it works on your schedule. Two ways. I called 530-244-9478 for so many years. However, I use Booksy this time.
Oh.
And because you can use Booksy. And I went there, picked the day, picked the hour, came back and told me I had it. And I'm just checking right now my emails, and I think it sends me a reminder that I have a haircut today, which is always good for me, because I have a time that I will just forget. So, it's Man's Last Stronghold. This is a great place. You're not going to find a better barbershop anywhere than Cypress Square Barbershop. I thoroughly, thoroughly endorse it. And we'll be right back with Justin Wandro from Good News Rescue Mission.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the ritz. Putting on the ritz.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Charlie's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste,
and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, my friends. Judy's been helping people since 1993. Your fellow business owners, families, seniors, veterans, and has been doing a wonderful job. We do business with Maxwell Insurance, business insurance, and life insurance, and just she's treated us really well. But it's more. She's offering a free review and evaluation on your retirement plans, your 401ks. How about your insurance plans? Maxwell Insurance and Financial has everything under one roof in two separate divisions, insurance and financial management. For more information or to set something up, give them a call at 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Now, I'm here with Justin Wandrow from the Good News Rescue Mission. We talked about the point in time count. And there's how many people are out right now, do you think?
Counting. Ooh, there's probably I didn't see the exact number, but my guess is there's probably around 100 people.
And these people are trained because they're saying more unpaid volunteers just to go out there because you've got to ask certain questions, I guess, and fill out certain paperwork on it.
Yeah, there's a whole specific form with all the different questions that you ask. But a big part of that, why the decision to just use people who are trained, it's mostly staff from, there's some county staff, the mission's got a whole team, Shasta Community Health Center, like everyone who serves people in this space are giving people to this effort to do the count. And part of this is because we just want people who, like I was just talking about, who understand how to de-escalate, how to understand how to approach someone in a safe way, and just come at things knowing, like, hey, this is how we work with someone who's experiencing homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
And just felt that it gives a better it works better for the people that we're counting.
If you had a magic wand.
Ooh.
And you said, okay, I can provide housing for every homeless person in Redding.
Okay.
Today.
Wow.
How many do you think would avail themselves of it?
Oh, that's quite a question. I think, you know.
And I have a reason behind this.
Sure.
And I'll just tell you while you think about this. I talked to Nation's Finest,
mm-hmm.
and there's like 70, 80 veterans, you know.
Yeah.
She said, I could line up 20 here. And 5 would accept my help, then another 5 after we worked with them. But half of them would never accept it.
Yeah.
So if you could house 1,048 people, you had the housing, how many do you think would avail themselves of
that? So I think for me, a helpful way to think about it is in thirds. So we look at, and this is, you know, this is not a statistical analysis. This is this is just our
observation.
Experience. Yeah. Observation is there's about a third of people who are very ready. They're like, they will, you come up and you ask them and you have services and you can help them and they feel confident you can.
Mm-hmm.
Like they'll take it. They'll grab onto it.
Okay. That's, so that's like that's 380 people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right off the streets.
Yeah. And then you've got another third that is really, really unsure. They're not going to trust you, but if they see someone else who they know on the street who gets help and it's working for them, that will convince them.
Okay. So that's two thirds. So you've got 800-900 off the street.
Yeah. And then the other third are people who are just, they've experienced so much trauma. They've got so much addiction. They've got so much going on in their life that they are just not going to accept any help from anyone for anything.
And they're just going to continue to live like this.
Unless something intervenes. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you could get, over a period of time, 800 people off the streets.
I think you could.
And at 400
time.
Yeah. But you had it all there.
Yeah.
And you had the people and you had everything you needed. But there'd still be 300 to 400 people that, because of their lives, the trauma in their lives, they just are not going to trust anybody. They're not going to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they enjoy that life.
Or they're so stuck in their addiction. I think that's a big part of it.
Is that the big part? Is the addiction?
Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely.
Is there a small percentage that just like living like this?
I can't speak for every single person. I'm sure there are.
You know, not having to answer to anybody, not having to live by any rules. You know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I'm sure there are. Yeah. I wouldn't. I mean, the vast majority of people are not that way.
No. And that's what we can't forget.
Yeah.
Is the vast majority we could help.
Yeah. And you know, even because what I get all the time is like, oh, you see someone on the street corner and you talk to them and they say, oh, I just want to live this way, and often they don't actually really want to live that way. That's just part of their spiel and their way of protecting themselves.
Yeah.
And when you actually really start to talk to them and start to work with them and give them some hope for the future, I'm like, hey, there actually is a possibility of something that you can do with your life in the future.
Yeah.
It changes that completely. And when you're able to work with someone who's like, hey, actually, like, here's someone who's same situation as you, and now they're successful, and they've moved off the streets, and they're doing really well, and they start to see that, and it sparks something of is that a possibility? And then if you're able to lay out for them, like, here's the path, and here's the steps, and then someone who actually walks with them through that process. That's the big thing. You started to say magic wand, like, ooh, magic wand. And you said housing. And to me, that is not actually the end all be all solution. To me, the way that you end homelessness or significantly reduce it to almost nothing is you make sure that there is a dedicated, really good case manager for every single person who's experiencing homelessness. And if you've got someone who has been trained, they have some experience, they know what they're doing, and they can begin to work with someone on a regular, ongoing basis, that is what changes the face of homelessness in our community.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
It's people. It's not programs.
Yeah.
It's people.
Was there a program out there that it was a government program that paid for individuals to go out and approach homeless people? A couple of years ago, somebody told me about a program that, sometimes it was the hospitals or somebody that it paid people, $100 per person to go out there and reach out and talk to people. Is that true? Did I understand that?
I mean, I'm not sure exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
There was a grant from the city that they got, and we applied for and got that grant at the Good News Rescue Mission.
As you should.
And so that funded our outreach team for about 2 years.
Okay.
I think we're just about finishing up that grant. And so that's been two people on our team who've been going out into encampments. They basically go out once or twice a week into the encampment, and then they spend the rest of that time working with the people they've built their connection with. So doing that case management element.
Sure.
And it's really hard to move someone from an encampment into like directly into housing. They're often not ready for that. And yeah. they need something interim to help them stabilize and get prepared.
Maybe
and ready.
Staying at the mission a month or two.
Definitely.
And then moving them in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because for a variety of reasons. It just makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm here with Justin Mondro, who is the public affairs and outreach guy and community. Community partnerships. That's what his title is. And you would recognize him because he looks like a young Matt Damon. And so when you see him. I just saw a young Matt Damon in a movie last night, so I was just thinking about that.
Hey, I'll take that compliment.
That's okay. He should take the compliment. He looks like you. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have we seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment tomorrow. Shasta County DA joins us. And we're going to talk about crime and punishment in Shasta County. And following up, I'm here with Justin Wandro, who is just a very pleasant young man, who is a community outreach guy for Good News Rescue Mission. We're going to get, we'll get Jonathan on here in a week or so.
Yeah.
The name of that place I was just talking about, the last place, if I won the big lotto,
It'd be
called the Carl and Linda Bott Home for Wayward Shasta Residents. It would have a big neon arrow pointing to the entrance. And of course, Linda goes, I don't want my name on it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, look, we can worry about that later because, first of all, I have to win the big lotto for that. But she says, do you really think the county would accept having a big neon arrow pointing to the entrance of a jail? And I went, if you build them a jail, I'm pretty sure that they would say, we hate this, but okay.
They might be okay with it.
Yeah, you know, we'd become world famous, first of all.
That's true.
Building a new jail. But
that's true.
It's got a big red neon arrow pointing to the entrance.
And you want your name on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's School for Wayward Residents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Home for wayward residents. Okay, going back.
Boy.
Now, you all have got a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
A lot of great things going on.
Yeah, we're very excited.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we've taken a tour through there. That one group we came through one day had a wonderful time with you all and saw everything. Mm-hmm. And so this is going to be what now?
Yes,
the new campus.
Yeah, so our new construction, which is at our existing campus. It's just it's connected to it, just, you know, on one side of it. And we are under construction for the first phase one, is our day resource center. So it's going to be like a day center, navigation center for people who are experiencing homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
Or honestly, if you just need a place to go during the day, because it's going to be really nice.
Yeah, it is. And you get a lot of people that do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this is we took an 8,000 square foot warehouse and we're in the middle of renovating that warehouse.
Is that the one right across the street that used to have everything in it, or is this a new warehouse? You know what I was talking about?
Oh, this is a new warehouse.
Okay, a new warehouse.
Yeah,
the other one had all your stuff in there.
Yeah, all that stuff is still in there.
Okay.
That's our drop-off donation center and
clothes,
storage. And yeah. Yeah, this is a half a block kind of up the hill.
Okay.
On Veda Street.
All right.
It's at the top of the hill, really.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing views. Amazing views. And so 8,000 square foot, and we're renovating it out. And I did a whole series of workshops and feedback sessions with people experiencing homelessness, people in our shelters, the community service providers, look at what are the services and what are the things that we need to have in this space to encourage people to come. So what are the services that they're looking for? And then also, what are the things that are going to help them the most to get off the street? So you think of it in terms of, hey, when someone is experiencing homelessness, they, if they're sleeping outside somewhere, they're choosing not to come into our shelter at the moment, where do they go during the day?
Sure.
Right? Where do you go during the day? You know, you might go to the library, you might be downtown, you might be in your camp somewhere. But there's not really all that great places for you to go. And so this is going to be a really nice place for people to go during the day. And it's going to have a nice whole big covered patio area. One of the big things, the feedback we got, was people wanted a place where they could rest during the day. Because like you talked about, at night, you're not sleeping.
Yeah.
You're sleeping with one eye open, which means you're not asleep. Trying to just stay safe. So during the day, you want somewhere like, hey, can I sit down? Is there maybe a hammock that I could lay down and take a nap in? Like just some very basic things.
And there's security there.
Yes.
That's
our
thing.
Staff will be there. It'll
well, that's
be
what I mean. You've got secure. People there to make sure nobody's getting hurt. And all
yeah. That. Yeah. So one part is just it's a safe place where people can come and they can rest and be. And then there'll be storage, showers, laundry services. Our academic center is going to be there with a computer lab. And then actually a cafe will be there, so a small little cafe so you can come get a coffee or someone can get a coffee. And then what's really makes it super impactful is we'll be partnering with as many organizations as we can to bring in services that people need so that they're all in this one location. And we've already been testing this out and working on this in what we're calling our temporary day resource center, which is just our chapel space. And we've been inviting lots of different organizations to come in and meet with people, present to people, and begin working with people. So we've already established about 20 or 25 different partnerships with other organizations that we're just going to kind of move to that facility when it's finished so that, yeah, people are coming. This is a safe place. I can rest. And then, oh, look at that. Nation's Finest is here every Thursday, and I can talk to them, and they can help me out and see if I'm a veteran and see
it's
if I've got benefits.
It's a way of reaching out. It's a way of reaching out.
Yeah.
In a comfortable, safe place.
Exactly. Exactly.
Away from all their buddies in most cases.
Yeah,
I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
But, a lot of times people
mm-hmm.
react because they're cohorts right there a certain way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And our team is very good. They're very experienced. We have a lot of people who did experience homelessness themselves and addiction. So they're able to read a situation very well.
Okay.
And understand what's going on and able to act and interact and make sure everything stays safe and calm and
Ted Leidy and I went down there, and we interacted with your whole staff, your entire staff, and we were thoroughly impressed by their professionalism and their devotion to what they were doing.
Yeah.
And we talked about that for several days afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to something that's happening here. It's called Empty Bowls. It's going to happen Monday, March the 30th at the Elks Lodge down on everybody knows what Elks Lodge is.
Yeah.
And it's called Empty Bowls. What is that?
Yeah, so this is a fundraiser for our food program at the Good News Rescue Mission. And the idea is, hey, let's get together, community together, and let's eat soup and raise money for people who are hungry. But what's really cool about this is it's just $25 a ticket, so it's not super expensive.
No.
It's an easy way to come in. Like $25, you'll get some fabulous soup. It'll be from some local chefs. Haven't been announced yet who it's going to be, but some local chefs will be making the soup. We'll probably have about four different soups, so you can try the different soups, see which one you like. We've got bread, some dessert and cookies and stuff. And then the special thing is we've got local high schools, elementary schools, art studios, just individuals who are making handmade ceramic bowls. So they're all very, very unique, very cool. And with your ticket to get the soup, you also get to pick out and take home one of these handmade bowls with you. And
is it the one you eat in?
No, we'll give you a clean bowl to eat. You don't have to eat out of the ceramic.
This is $25, my friends. Not only do you get the soup and the bread and the dessert there, cookies, whatever, you take home a handmade ceramic bowl. I'm there.
Yeah.
Linda and I are there, and it's going to be at two seatings, it looks like.
Two seatings. Mm-hmm.
11:30 and 12:30 down at the Elks Lodge.
Yeah.
And, for $500, you get a table of eight, all of that, plus sponsor acknowledgement at events, social, and website.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
So if you get, six of your friends and put in $60 and there you go.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. That's we're excited about this is it's really going to be a fun event that's very community oriented. You just get to go. You get to try out your soup. We're going to get some local celebrities to serve the soup. And you get great soup, you get to interact and have fun with your friends, you get to pick out a bowl that was donated by a local high schooler who made it, and all in the process, you're raising money to help provide food for people who need it.
This is a wonderful idea. This is something you could do a couple of times a year to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be a soup or it could be a salad one time.
Just
throwing that out.
Yeah.
So it's going to be March 30th. It's going to be at lunchtime.
It's
a good time. You can go down from work and bring all your friends and come on down there.
Yeah. It'll just be, you can go down and be in and out in an hour.
And we will be talking about this a lot more.
Great.
Between now and March 30th.
Yeah. So more info, you can go to our website, gnrm.org/empty bowls.
Okay. So, thank you, Justin, for being here with us.
You're welcome.
You know what?
My pleasure.
I reached out to Jonathan, but Jonathan, his schedule is probably 2 weeks out. And I'm talking to Justin. I said, would you want to come on? Because, we've interacted with Justin before and, oh yeah.
Yeah.
So here you are and you gave out a lot of great information.
Yeah.
Good News Rescue Mission provides such it's a wonderful asset for our community.
Thank you.
I look at things like, our Turtle Bay. I look at Rodeo, I look at Cool April Nights, I look at Downtown, and then, you know, Haven Humane, another great asset to our community, and then, the News Rescue Mission does such wonderful work.
Mm, thank you, Carl.
A lot of times people don't understand that, but we're going to push that here in the future. As, you know, One Safe Place, same thing.
Yep, yep.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for being here with us. Tomorrow, like I said, the district attorney, Stephanie Bridget, will join us right at the 8 o'clock hour. And we've got, I think we've got a couple other guests rolling in at 7:30. On Thursday, Heather Hadwick will join us. And also, Scott Seaton from the Northern, or from the Symphony here, Northern California Symphony. They're getting ready to have a symphony soon, and it's always a joy to have Scott on to talk about it. So have a great day. Maybe getting some rain later on today, so be careful out there, and God bless America.
Turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.